You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Bill Schmidt.
Hey, a fight song of Abilene Christian bringing us back on Sports Map Radio. I'm Bill Schmidt. Glad you're hanging out with us here on Sports Map Radio. A little Sunday get-together. A lot of times we like to call this little piece the hungover hangout. One man might still be Grant Boone, Abilene Christian University play-by-play man, Wildcat basketball last night, knocking off the Longhorns. Grant, thanks for waking up with us here today, man. I appreciate you joining us. I'm Bill Schmidt. Glad you're with us here today, man. Has the celebration slowed down for the Wildcat basketball program yet?
Well, we're going to go to bed here at some point today, but for now, we're pretty fired up. I'm not going to say that no one at ACU ever has a hangover. We are fallible, for sure, but yeah, it's more of just a euphoria of having done something we've never done. I mean, you probably know, but yeah, this is literally the third NCAA tournament for which we've even been eligible as a new Division I team. And we've now been to two of them. And, you know, 2 years ago, our head coach, Joe Golding, admitted this year that 2 years ago when we played Kentucky, it was not consciously a vacation, but it felt like just getting there was the win, so to speak,
sure.
You know, and you played a team in Kentucky that was loaded with NBA lottery guys, and the matchup was not great. And we were down, you know, 18-3, 5 minutes into the game and lost, you know, handily. And this year, you know, we are a better team. But some of the players from 2 years ago may be better individually, but this program has reached a different level than we were 2 years ago. We're better in every way, and especially defensively. And, you know, whatever the viewers saw last night, if they had never seen Abilene Christian play, they might have thought, what an ugly game. And, of course, it's beautiful to us because it's just who we are. We're a defense-first kind of a team. We're number one in the nation in forced turnovers. And it's not just forcing turnovers against Southland Conference opponents, you know, which is a low-level Division I conference. I mean, we average 20 turnovers forced against our non-conference Division I opponents as well, teams that go to the tournament on a regular basis. We played Arkansas and we played Texas Tech this year, and we forced a bunch of turnovers against them as well. It's just what we do, and Texas came into the game, you know, struggling to protect the ball a little bit, and it was the big thing. And the question was, could we do it against a team like Texas? And the answer was yes. 23 turnovers, including the very last one to end the game after, you know, our guy Joe Pleasant made the free throws with 1.2 seconds left.
Man, I want to ask you about Joe in a couple of seconds here, but you hit on something right there, Grant, that I absolutely love, man. Coming from, you know, Division III football, where I have my background in, and, you know, going and taking on a Division I AA school that has an indoor practice facility, you're walking around the facility going, wow, this is what this level is like, right? And it's got to be different coming from, you know, a few years ago as a Division II school rolling into the D1 ranks and taking on a blue blood like Kentucky. And last night, it felt like the vacation almost was on the other side, where I'm watching the game with about 4.5 minutes left last night, Grant, and you're seeing Texas almost giggle when they get back up one, thinking, oh, yeah, all right, well, we got this now. I kept seeing Coach Golding yelling out believe every single timeout. That a moniker that rolls through that program day in and day out?
Our team is a reflection. I keep saying our. I'm the radio guy, so I have literally nothing to do with it. But
I love it, though. You're a part of it, man.
Well, and
that's the passion, dude.
You know, I graduated in '91 from ACU, and I did games back in the day. And you know, we fired our head. You know, we didn't fire our head coach. Stepped away for family reasons at the end of right before the season in 1990-91, and we went 0-26. You know, we went Division I in 2013, and when we did, we were one of the worst Division II basketball teams in America. And then, you know, Joe Golding came along and a former player back in the 90s and was on some good teams in the 90s that had a little bit of run of success. But, you know, for 20 years, we had one winning season. And then Joe built the program from the ground up, and we our team is a reflection of Joe. Joe was an undersized, slow-footed wide receiver in high school football, and point guard, and he would just flat out outwork you. And he wanted to beat you, more than he even wanted to do well personally. He just wanted to outwork you, and that's what we've done. And his associate head coach Brett Tanner is a Kansas kid, we talk about Indiana basketball, but it's not far behind in Kansas. They love their hoops there, obviously, with KU and the great tradition there. But so Joe and Brett, who are best friends, he brought him over from Stephen F. Austin, where Brett had helped build Stephen F. into a real contender. Yeah. And they had Brad Underwood as their head coach for 3 years, took him to the tournament, won two games, and now here's Brad coaching Illinois, a number one seed. We are a reflection of Joe and Brett. And 53-52, people are talking smack on Twitter about, well, ACU won a game with shooting 29%, and they forced 23 turnovers. They kind of got lucky, and I'm like, I'm not saying there wasn't. I think luck is always involved when you're a 14 against a 3. I mean, sure. Texas is a terrific team, but it's like when if you face Greg Maddux and go 0-4, you can't go back to the clubhouse and say, I just had a bad day.
Yes.
No, you didn't. You faced Greg Maddux. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why you're 0-4. And when you play ACU, it's not that we don't ever, have bad days at the office, but more often than not, far more often than not, we're gonna really make you work offensively to get good looks, and then we're gonna turn you over almost all the time, and we don't even press a ton. I don't think we got a single turnover off a press last night. We don't. The only press we do is a little zone press. It's not the full court man to man press. We just guard you like crazy in the front court. And yeah, so it's who we are. And, so Joe Golding told me in our pregame interview, actually, it was after I turned the radio off, turned the recorder off. I had to do a phone interview because, they're inside the bubble.
Sure.
And after the interview was over, I said, well, here we go. And he said, I said, what do you really think? He's going to tell me the radio version, and then he's going to tell me what he really thinks. He said, I will be shocked if they come out and blitz us. He said, they're good enough to blitz. They're good enough to blitz anybody in America because they're so talented. He said, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think we're going to fight like crazy, and I think we're going to have a great chance to win at the end of the game.
Grant Boone, Abilene Christian University play-by-play voice of their basketball program last night upset the Texas Longhorns. And as you mentioned it right there, Grant, the half-court pressure is something that you just don't see very often from teams that have that kind of ability, man. You mentioned it. It's not like the old VCU squad that went from the first four to the final four where they were pressing all over the place every single, possession. It was just in-your-face, strong defensive defense once you got into the half-court. And for a team like Texas that was guarded by a senior-led point guard, a backcourt that had a lot of games under their belt, man, that intensity gets into your face, and the moment can be a little bit too bright. But can you talk about your guy Joe Pleasant and how the moment was not too big for him last night as he knocked down two of the biggest free throws I've ever seen?
Well, Joe is the son of Anthony Pleasant, who was a defensive lineman in the NFL for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Anthony won a couple of Super Bowls with Tom Brady. Now Brady's still winning Super Bowls while his teammate's son is making big free throws in the NCAA tournament, which is insane. But Joe comes from, a family that is accustomed to success. His mom, Renita, is a very impressive woman. Anthony, of course, played in the NFL. His brother goes to Belmont University in Nashville. It's just a very impressive family. And Joe, is a three-year starter. He and Damian Daniels, our 5'7", guard, are the only two players who played heavy minutes on the team that went to the tournament 2 years ago. And from his freshman year, Joe is, he looks like a tight end. He's like 6'7", 6'8", and about 240. He's not a great outside shooter, but he's caught fire in his last five games or six games. He's like 13 of 18 in his last six, seven games after last night. And he's really a subpar free throw shooter. He's a 59% free throw shooter, and he doesn't have the best looking stroke, and so he gets fouled on the putback attempt, which, by the way, was a huge part of last night. ASU had 18 offensive rebounds against Texas, and that to me is indicative of the kind of team we are. We had 27 more field goal attempts than Texas, which is hard to imagine, but with the plus 12 in the turnover margin, the plus 5 in rebounds, and you know, 18 of our half of our rebounds were offensive rebounds, which was good because we missed a lot of shots. We had a lot of opportunities at offensive rebounds, but and a lot of that's because Texas' defense made us take bad shots. And but for Joe to step up is funny. You know, Lisa Byington, who made history as the first woman to call NCAA tournament basketball on TV this week, she and I were talking a couple of days ago, and then I spoke with her and Steve Smith, the analyst, last night right before the game, and Steve said, man, Joe Pleasant, he's caught fire from deep. He said, but I don't get his free throws. He doesn't have a very good-looking stroke. I said, he doesn't. And the stats, you know, bear that out. I said, what I will tell you is he made a couple of free throws to win a state championship. And so it's like he makes them when he has to make them. And sure enough, he made them last night when he had. I mean, to think about that, if you're a great free throw shooter, to step up there with 1.2, down one, you know, it's the stuff of dreams. I mean,
for sure
this is, you know, Abilene Christian, you know, there in Texas. I mean, we've got a great tradition in track and field. We were a dominant track and field program for with Olympic gold medalists. The biggest thing that's ever happened to ASU on a global, let's say, global attention level was when we had a guy named Bobby Morrow win three gold medals in the 1956 Olympics. He was the fastest man on earth, sprinter. He, you know, was on the cover of Life magazine. And then 1960, we had Earl Young win an Olympic gold medal in the 400 relay, 4x100. And so back then, you think 50s, 60s, Olympics, it was the thing. Nationally, globally, the Olympics were it. And we had guys winning gold medals as students while at ACU. This is the biggest thing since then, you know. And for Joe to step up there knowing, you know, that he's got to make at least one, and then to bury both. I mean, it's the stuff of legend.
It was amazing, man. You see the confidence as he stands there cold stoned while everybody else is running around waiting. And Steve Smith even mentioned it. You see a lot of guys walk up to the line. He stood there with confidence knowing he was going to knock it down and feeling so confident in it, man. We're talking Abilene Christian basketball as they knock off Texas last night. Grant Boone, play-by-play man, nice enough to join us here for a couple more seconds. So now it's Mick Cronin's UCLA Bruins, man. You want to talk about going through the gauntlet. You knock off the state of Texas, big dog, with UT, now one of the nation's blue bloods of UCLA. What's going to be the key to knocking off the 11 seed and getting to the Sweet 16?
How about our first three games in NCAA tournament history? We play Kentucky, Texas, and UCLA. Is that any good? it's crazy. I'm going to out myself here and tell you, I didn't fill out a bracket. I didn't commit to memory who's in the East region. I think that's what you do when you're a high seed fan.
Sure.
You look at your bracket. What's our draw? What's our path to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight or Final Four? That's what Gonzaga fans are doing, and Illinois fans, and quite frankly, Texas fans and UCLA fans. I literally had to look last night when I finally went to bed, or this morning in the wee hours, to say, who does the winner of UCLA ACU even play? And it's Maryland Alabama winner. So we'll worry about those two states, you know, if and when we get there. But I think the key will be, you know, again, for ACU, can they, you know, handling adversity is one thing. Can you handle prosperity? This is a team that will handle prosperity. I'm going to sneeze now. Hang on a second.
Oh, you're all good, okay, man.
Okay, that was nothing to sneeze at last night, I can promise. But I'll say that that we will be ready to play. And you know, we go 10 deep, you know, and so we'll be ready to play. The question is, can you, for a second straight game, can you go up against bigger, stronger guys? And we scored 53 points. We missed 47 out of 67 shots. I mean, offense is going to be tough to come by. You could have a great game tomorrow night. You could hold UCLA to, let's say, 65 points, 60 or 65, and lose by 20 if you're not careful, you know, just because the offense may not be there for a second. Now, on the other hand, maybe we don't shoot 29% tomorrow. Maybe we shoot 38%, and maybe that's enough to get another win. UCLA is, I mean, for a guy like me who grew up, loving college basketball, I was a Memphis State fan back in Tennessee where I grew up, and they lost to UCLA and Bill Walton back in those days, and it's almost mythical to imagine.
It really is
going up against them. So, in terms of matchup, I couldn't even begin to tell you. I just
know
they're
great,
long,
man.
They're athletic. Yep.
Grant, I apologize, man. We got to go, man. Appreciate the time. Great work, great game, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for hopping on. It's Sports Map Radio. We'll be back right after this.